You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Rachel. I am good.
I'm
as good as anyone, I guess, can be in our current apocalyptic sort of atmosphere.
I'm loving these vibes, these Friday vibes, Luke. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, who's ready for the weekend? Weekend apocalypse coming up.
It's going to be your last one. Okay, sorry, that's actually too dark.
That is far too dark. But actually, it's not, because we've got bloody good music to look forward to. You have a brand new single out today, which is exciting. Very special feelings. And you're playing some shows with some great artists. Phoebe Rings. What's been going on in the world of Luke Buddha recently?
Right, well, basically, I know that people are tired of lockdown stories, but, you know, when I put out my last album in 2021, we had a big old tour planned with the band. Well, big old tour, big for New Zealand, 12 gigs.
Heck yeah.
That got ruined by the August lockdown, and then that got changed to 6 gigs. And then those 6 gigs ended up getting cancelled, and then the band never went on tour, and we were ready to go. And just a caveat that I just want to say that I'm totally down with lockdown, and I'm totally down with
respect,
you know, with collective health measures for the good of the community. But that's what happened. And so, like, the band's always been going, hey, when are we actually going to do a tour? Because, like, we did a whole bunch of practices and stuff. And so it was kind of it's a reasonably randomly timed tour. I was just like, fuck this. I haven't done any gigs in yeah. ages. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And so I just booked a tour.
Nice.
And then in a very sort of unromantic fashion, I'm sorry about this dose of sort of hard reality on a Friday morning. We've already had a few of those. I was like, man, I better like have a new thing to have a reason, you know, to play on tour. It's going to be weird if it's just this 3-year-old album. So that's how the new song came about, which I've sort of finished faster than I've ever done any music before, because I was like, shit, if this is going to be out before the tour, I actually just, rather than doing my usual thing, which is taking about 3 years to finish one song, I'm not even kidding, I was like, I've actually got to finish this in the next 2 weeks. I've just got to go hard on this one song.
Oof, there's nice.
There's no like, I'll go for a walk and listen to it in a week's time and maybe get a different perspective. It was like, this is just going to be finished.
I reckon that's great. I think you just got to sometimes set yourself a really hard deadline, and that is how you finish your homework a little bit, you know? You just got to do it.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. I think I do prefer taking some time with it, because you know how, well, it maybe doesn't happen so much anymore, sort of sound like an whinging boomer, but like in the old days, if you bought yourself a CD, you know, sometimes it would take a while to get to like it, right? And but sometimes those ones were the ones that had that sort of most longevity.
Yes.
And sometimes I feel if I take a long time to make the song, it's almost like I've taken enough time to ruminate on the song to make sure, at least to my ears, which is all I can do really, that it has, you know, some depth, or there's sort of like, it's, I mean, you've got to be careful that you don't overwork it, I guess. But
there is a sweet spot, I feel,
in between
like it's ready to go and it's maybe been cooking for too long. It's a hard thing to sometimes know where that line ends.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's true. But anyway, I mean, that's enough about my creative process.
No, I'm loving it. I think it's a really cool thing. It sounds like quite an exciting challenge then you set yourself with, being like, right, this is not how I normally write a song. It's also got a very specific function for me. And it's a great track to come out of that kind of like headspace, Luke, perhaps, that you've been in. And a nice thing to sort of kick this tour into gear. You are playing with Phoebe Rings, which is, you know, just one of the best bands around at the moment. They're so fantastic to see live. What's kind of attracted you to their sound as a crew at the moment?
Yeah, well, first of all, can I just say they're so good, I'm almost a bit worried about how good they are. Well, basically, again, in a kind of an in sort of unromantic fashion, I think I was just standing in the kitchen going, oh, it'd be good to, I think it'd be good to have another, like, I think it'd be good to have a co-headliner for the Auckland and Wellington shows, and who is right. And then I was, you know, scrolling through social media when the, like, the new Phoebe Rings song Asurai was, like, came out, and I went, oh, Phoebe Rings, and I had to listen to that, and I was just like, oh my god, yes,
yeah,
yes, yes, this. So basically, you know, messaged Alex, who I know, immediately, and luckily he said that they were keen and they were available. And I don't know if I'm supposed to confess this or not, but I have had a listen to their as yet not quite finished, not released. I probably shouldn't say that. All I can say is it's already one of my favorite albums of the year. This album that I'm not talking about,
that doesn't exist yet,
that doesn't exist, is already one of my favorites of the year. It's just really pleasing, great. You know, stereo labby vibe.
Hell yeah!
That is very close to my heart. So yeah, I'm really excited about seeing them.
I do think it's going to be a really lush doubleheader, this gig at Whammy Bar on Saturday the 20th of this month. It is also, I think, a really nice thing because your album, you know, has had a while to sit with people, and it is, I think, it has stood the test of time, as you were chatting about before. It's still got some really relevant feelings and experiences, and it's beautiful. It's a great record. I think it's going to be nice to be able to celebrate it finally, given all the strangeness of the last 5 years now. And I think you've got a really great crew of people to play it with. Who is in the Luke Buddha Band at the moment?
So we've got Olivia Campion on drums, Jackie Nyman on bass, and Anita Clark on violin, guitar, keyboards, backing vocals.
Oh, fantastic. What a crew. I think this is going to be super amazing. Where can people get tickets from, Luke, if they want to come and see Luke Buddha and Phoebe Rings playing on the 20th of April?
They can get tickets from the Ultimate Legends at Under the Radar.
Love that. And if people want to get Very Special Feelings, your brand new single, in their life,
oh, yes,
where can they go and get this one, Luke?
Well, clearly I'm going to say, of course, Bandcamp should be your first port of call.
Absolutely.
Especially on this, the first Friday of the month. But, you know, it's just out on all the digital streaming platforms.
Wherever you can get it. But, you know, if you've got like, you know, $2.50 in your pocket today, I think you should go buy this single. Maybe you could even buy it for $5. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just
pay what you want.
I agree with you on that point.
Hey, Luke, it's great to chat with you. I'm excited to spin this brand new track, and I'm excited to see you playing live really soon. Thanks for speaking with us. We'll see you up in Tamaki in just a couple of weeks' time.
Great. Thank you for having me. Have a great Friday.
You too.
See ya.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.